Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland. Glad to be with you here today on this Friday, getting you ready for the weekend of football. We'll have high school football talk, college and NFL picks all coming your way in this hour. We're going to get you caught up here in just a minute on the Josh Simmons situation. It's all what's on tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring a hot link sandwich, split, seared, and served in a split top bun, with chips and a drink for only $9, perfect for lunch. Hot link sandwich now available at Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here. We've talked a little about Thursday night football. We've talked about the latest with the tortillas at Texas Tech, including a solution for Lubbock. If they're listening, that could maybe solve all of their problems. TJ, you should use your skills. Get that. Get out there and tag them on that. Clip that out. Put that out, and let's put an end to this madness. But that's all available for you, and it's all to be found on the Odyssey app, which you can do. Thanks to those of you listening to us here, listening to Sports Daily each and every day through the app. You can leave us voice messages if you're on there, if you'd like to chime in. By the way, that high school football coverage coming up a little bit later on Sports Daily, brought to you by Zentex Remodeling Group. You can remodel your bathroom in as little as one day with Zentex Remodeling Group, Zintex.com. TJ will get us ready for all the best games in the high school football world, looking ahead to their Catch Kansas coverage and all the fun stuff happening. That's coming up about 40 minutes or so from now, brought to you by Zentex. All right, TJ, Josh Simmons is still not with the team. Honestly, I think if we're talking football and we're talking a fan and not like, you know, the whoever knows what's going on with his personal life, hope everything's okay. From a football perspective, I think if you're a Chiefs fan now, you just kind of expect Jalen Moore to be the starter for the foreseeable future. I don't think there's an end in sight, or we'd know about the end in sight, basically. It just doesn't seem like there is one.
I mean, I know it feels like it's not going to be this week. I said, don't know anything. Nobody knows anything. I don't think it's going to be this week. I could see a world where he returns next week if it's depending on what it is. But also, you know, like you said, it might not return the week after that. Who knows what is going on? Nobody knows anything about this, but I agree.
Well, the Chiefs know something. The Chiefs know something. They're just not saying anything.
Yeah.
Which I think is important because they know, but they don't know what the return is. Like, they know what's happening, but they don't know enough to say, here's when we think he'll be back. So that's the strange part. I was texting yesterday with Tommy, former host of the show here, And it was like, there's so many rumors. I'm like, but there's not, like, the rumors are all over the place. There's nothing consistent. And it's the tone that his teammates have taken, dedicating games to him, offering public prayer for him, that makes me think it's something really, like, tragic. It must be happening. I think what wires are getting crossed is then, like, the administrative, you know, business end of how do the Chiefs proceed on the field. And when you hear things from Andy Reid, like Brett Beach is handling it, I think initially I was like, did he do something? But the more I think about that, the more it, and we said this yesterday, it seems like they're just preparing for a long-term absence as much as anything else. I don't think it has anything to do negatively with Josh Simmons. They're just, it would appear, getting ready to be without him for a while.
Yeah, I agree. Whatever the list is that you can be put on for that, the non-injured something, I can't remember what the heck they call it in the NFL. There's so many different injury designations anymore. That's what my mind went that same way. I think that it was like Beach's handling. It's like, oh man, like, you might be in trouble for the way that he handled this. But I agree. I think it is something about how are they going to move forward if they're going to be without a guy. They'd like to have somebody else on their 53 man so they can actually have 53 players out there and not just throw out 52 each week. So I don't know. I mean, I agree with your sentiment to start the segment is that, if it was going to be next week, you'd think we'd know by now. Like, you think that Andy's the kind of guy, like, Andy is not a good soundbite, but Andy is pretty coy about things that he'll say. He doesn't say much, but, like, he'll always give, like, an inkling, but he hasn't done anything.
Because I don't think he knows. I really don't. I mean, I don't think he knows. I think he knows what's happening. I don't think he knows when he's coming back. It's just like, when are they going to come back? I don't know. I don't know when they're going to come. I don't know when he's going to come back, but we know that, we are, what are you going to say at this point? It's just because Andy Reid's not going to be the one that gives anything away to what's actually happening. And what's been remarkable about this is nobody is. His teammates aren't. His friends and relatives aren't on social media, the places where you would typically turn to get, like, it's nothing. Yeah. We got crickets, except, just like absolute rumor. And so hope for the best for him. And I think that if, as a fan, you just prepare to not have him for a while.
My mind goes to this. Could you imagine if this was something that was happening last year and you brought him in with the line that you had? You didn't have Jalen Moore, like, you had, Kingsley struggling over there, Wanye struggling over there.
You'd have the situation of last year. I mean, it would be last year.
And then you lose Simmons, then it's like, oh, what do we do? Like, what it's that, like, that makes you, like, more grateful, I think, for Jalen Moore and for Kingsley doing well at left guard. And obviously you're missing Joe Tooney, but to have those guys step up is huge. Like we said, not be able to tell a difference against a Lions defense. So
maybe there's a difference between Moore and Simmons, and we find that out this weekend. But I think the fear from a football perspective is now you don't have any depth, right? So now you're in trouble. I don't know who the backup left tackle would be at this point. I assume it would be Wanye Morris, because I don't think you're moving Kingsley off of the spot. He's finally found success, and I say finally in his second year, but he has found success. Not when you saw him struggle at that left tackle spot for so long. So okay. We're good. Like, everything's going to be fine. Not overly concerned, but I am concerned about the depth as they finally get Rashee Rice and the full complement of characters back. I mean, it wouldn't be a Chiefs season without something happening at left tackle, right? It's been the spot for this team, for this franchise during this dynasty. It's been this spot since Eric Fisher left of uncertainty. Orlando Brown came in, was okay. Right. But not great. And then it's been a cast of characters since then. And it was finally looking good. And maybe Jalen Moore gets it. And maybe they stay healthy. And we don't know the difference. That's the best case scenario, is you don't even notice. Right. Best thing about the offensive line this year is we didn't really notice the offensive line. You think back, like, it takes, when I'm watching a Chiefs game, I have to stop, like, as I'm watching it. And I'm like, wait a minute. How's the offensive line looked? I guess they've looked great. Like they haven't looked bad, which means that's looked good, right? Like with
exactly. That's the thing.
If you're not
if you're not writing down their names, that means they're playing pretty well. And so that's what I've been saying the last, you know, that Ravens game and that Lions game is that, you know, for the last year and a half, which is crazy because we're talking about the Kansas City Chiefs, is that you had something to complain about every game. Like, it was never like an easy game. Like, the offense would struggle, the red zone struggles, the offensive line struggles, something else or another. And like, you watch the Ravens game, you watch the Lions game, it's like this looks good. Like, I don't know, like, there's nothing really going wrong about this team right now. Like, that, I don't know what to talk about.
Well, I hope that we can continue that. I hope that we don't need to talk about the line. I hope that we come in on Monday and it's a non-factor and we haven't even had to really bring it up other than the fact that he's not back yet, because that'll mean that Jalen Moore did it again and they're okay. And look, the Chiefs aren't like, if you know, they have a depth, they're not the only team in football with a depth issue on the offensive line. Most teams don't have a Jalen Moore sitting there, ready to go. So it's not like, woe is me. The Chargers are down like four tackles right now. The Lions, who they just played, were out five of the six corners they started the season with. Like, everybody deals with injuries, and the Chiefs would deal with it too. It's just we have a little PTSD from last year. And really from two Super Bowl losses, right? Because they've lost two Super Bowls now because of bad offensive line play and bad pass blocking. So we'll see if it can continue. I think it can. I think that the assignment against the Raiders holistically is not all that different than it was against the Lions. They have one of the elite pass rushers in football that you have to figure out a way to neutralize, and you better figure out a way to neutralize. And it's a guy in Max Crosby that has a little history with Patrick Mahomes. Those two like to get after it during a game. I think, you know, pretty decent friends off the field, but on the field, we all saw the mic'd up moments and everything. Like, you know, Crosby's a guy that can get in Mahomes' head a little bit. So Chiefs got to make sure he doesn't get into the backfield.
It's true. Now we're about to figure out if the Chiefs are 11.5 points better than the Raiders. I still think it's a big number.
Man, that's a big number. I can't believe it's that big. I really can't believe it's that big. The Raiders have some dudes, man. 11.5 points? Anybody actually, like, we're going to pick it. Are we actually going to bet it? I don't know. Those are two different things, it seems like, with this one. We'll make those picks. We'll have the full cast of characters in. TJ's got the receipts. Don't go away. We're coming right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome in, everybody. It's pick time here on Sports Daily. We're 80% capacity at the moment, waiting on Tommy, but we'll get that figured out as we've got Paul Savage, Brandon Zinner alongside to make some picks. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland with you here. Welcome back to Sports Daily. We've got to move efficiently during this segment. We'll get right to the receipts. Last week,
some picks destined to fail. Time to hear what the Sports Daily staff thinks of the weekend games.
Last week, 4-2 for yours truly. TJ and Brandon both at 3-3. Paul at 2-4. Tommy at 1-5. Maybe that's why he's suspiciously absent at the moment. But that gives me a 26-21 record on the year. Brandon, Tommy, Paul, all at 21-26. TJ, 18-29.
We'll get there.
That's not ideal there, buddy.
A lot of season left to go. We're fine.
Yeah. Are you overlooking us? Are you overlooking us?
We were worried, Tommy, as Tommy joins us now. 1-5 week. We thought maybe just we're feeling a little under the weather there.
I thought it was going to be tough for me to want to show up today, but I figured I would grin and bear it and be here, and so I'm here to take those lumps.
Lumps we'll take. Let's get right to it. No KU, no K-State this week. I won the week last week, so I'll go first, and we'll start with Texas Tech at Arizona State. 7.5-point spread here. Arizona State, the home dog by 7.5 points. We got quarterback issues all over this game. If Levitt started and Morton didn't start for Texas Tech, which I think is still a possibility, I might like the 7.5, but without knowing here, I'm just going to bet on Tech's defense. I'll give the 7.5 and take the Red Raiders on the road there. TJ?
I'm taking Arizona State. Too much tortilla drama all week. It's getting to their heads. Arizona State's getting it done. Big spot in Tempe.
All right. That takes us to Brandon.
Just too many questions in this game, but I still like Texas Tech's ability to run the ball, to play defense. They might have the most talent of any team, certainly in the Big 12, maybe the country. Give me the Red Raiders.
Yeah, I agree yesterday with, I don't know if it was Tim Fitzgerald or Shreya, somebody said they're a national contender. They really are. They're gonna be a CFP contender. Paul, what do you think of this one?
Easiest game of the week to pick. This is so easy. I can't believe TJ's on Arizona State. Texas Tech, come on, guys! Texas Tech by 14.
They beat KU, but their backup quarterback did not look good against the Jayhawks.
But that's a good football team.
The backup quarterback did look good against Utah, though, when he played in that game on the road. All right, let's go to Utah at BYU.
Do you want me to pick the game?
Well, I was going
to
wonder about Tommy.
Yes, Tommy. What do you? We had you late to the party here.
Yeah.
1-5 last week.
Man, I know I went 1-5, but I'd like to at least pick a game here. TJ, I'm going to give you the island. It's got to be Texas Tech. I mean, I know that they don't have their starting quarterback, but they're one of the best teams in the country. They were impressive even with Morton down in the second half against Kansas. Give me the Red Raiders.
All right, now we go to Utah. This is a special rivalry, boys. 3.5 points, BYU, the home dog. TJ, you're up first on this one.
I'm up first. Holy war. I'm taking the Cougs as the home dog. I think that they've got some stuff to prove. Their quarterback number 43, really, really good. And always some weird things happen. I'm taking the dog in the weird games.
Brandon, how can you not take a quarterback number 43? What do you like in this one?
You cannot take a quarterback number 43 by picking the Utah Utes, which is exactly what I'm going to do on the road.
That's what I'm talking about. Paul?
Well, I'll tell you what. This is an interesting game for me. You know, consider here. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. TJ, you took BYU, right? TJ took BYU. Yeah,
he did. Yes.
I'm taking Utah.
All right, there you go. Just fade TJ. It's 18-29. It's not a bad strategy, Tommy. Just fade TJ.
That's it.
Yeah. If you want to fade anybody, fade me. I went 1-5 last week. But that being said, I'm going to go with Utah on the road. I feel like they just from top to bottom are a more complete team than BYU. I know BYU's at home. I know weird things happen when these two teams match up and when you're playing, BYU. But for this particular matchup, I think I'm going to take the Utes and I'll lay the points.
BYU, the unbeaten Cougs getting points at home here? Man, I got to take BYU. I thought this would. I was afraid this might get into island territory. Both teams are ranked. Both teams are good. But BYU's it. You know, they're home dogs and they haven't lost a game yet. That game against Arizona was a nice win, but their nicest win. They haven't really played anybody, to be fair. This is their first big game. I will take BYU in this one. All right, Ole Miss at Georgia. Top 10 showdown there. Georgia is a 7.5 point favorite, Brandon. Is that too many points in an SEC showdown?
It's not enough points. Give me the Bulldogs at home. Feels like a spot for them to come back and make a huge statement against Lane Kiffin and co. I like the dogs at home.
Paul, you agree?
I kind of agree, and here's the reason why. Listen, I'm not going to say anything bad about Ole Miss. I think they're a good football team. They're well coached. I like a lot about them. But Georgia, on the other hand, the physicality of this team, if you were to make me make a list of the five most physical football teams in the country, they would be on this list. I'm taking Georgia.
All right. Tommy.
Yeah, I mean, look, with Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin, that's been a really fun story so far this year. He's built, Ole Miss back up to, a top 10 type program. But what does Georgia do? Georgia wins in the SEC. That's just what they have done under Kirby Smart. I think they're going to do that again, and I know that the spread is over a touchdown, so it makes me a little bit uneasy. But even with that, I think that Georgia will probably win by around 10. So give me the Bulldogs. I'm going to lay the points.
Is Jackson Dart still the quarterback at Ole Miss?
No, he is not.
No? Okay, then I'll take
Georgia. Should have dad.
Give me Georgia. Give me Georgia 7.5. I'm not buying Ole Miss. The Bulldogs are the known commodity there. It's that simple. TJ, you got a chance for an island here.
I'm going to take it. Give me Trinidad Shambliss, former Ferris State D2 legend. They're doing it this week.
I like it. That's a pretty good island to take, to be quite honest with you. Let's go to the NFL now. Raiders at Chiefs is the early game. One of the few times we get them early. The Chiefs are 11.5 point favorites at home, Paul, in an AFC West showdown. Are you willing to lay 11.5?
Boy, that is a lot of points, isn't it? Lots and lots of points. I don't like that. However, I also don't like the Raiders very well either. So I think I'm going to go ahead and take the Chiefs and lay 11.5. I may be on an island just because of the points, but I'm taking the Chiefs.
All right, that takes us to Tommy.
Yeah, I can say with all certainty, Paul, you're not going to be on a Chiefs island today. That's interesting. I mean, I think that this does feel trappy to me, considering how bad the Raiders got blown out last week, considering that the Chiefs won by double digits against the Lions at home last week. You know, it seems a little bit trappy in that regard, and you would think that Pete Carroll and the Raiders are going to try to bounce back in a nice way this weekend. But I don't know. I mean, I feel like with the way the Chiefs offense is coming around, you've got Rashee Rice back and all of that, that number feels about right to me. I'm going to take the Chiefs and lay those points.
That brings it to me. Boy, I don't like this. Stinks. I would never bet this. Brock Bowers, I don't think, is going to play, so I'll take the Chiefs. It's got backdoor cover all over it. The Chiefs can dominate this game and win by 10. But I without Bowers there, I think the likelihood of that's a little bit lower. And I do think the Chiefs in that offense would love to flex. They've been waiting to flex like this. They would love nothing more than to do it to the team that took laps around Arrowhead a little bit. If there's any team that the Chiefs will not let off the gas for, it might be the Raiders at home. I'll lay the points reluctantly. TJ?
I am not going to lay the points. I'll take the points for the Raiders just because of the fact it's a big number. I agree. I think the Chiefs can win by 10, but it's got backdoor cover all over it. They're very boom or bust. If Geno just doesn't throw three picks, they can cover this number.
Brandon?
Well, I was going to take the island if it was there, but now that TJ has taken it, I don't have any reason to be on the Raiders. I don't believe in them at all, so I will go ahead and take the Chiefs out.
All right, Eagles-Vikings. Brandon, I put this one in here just for you. So hold on there. The Vikings are 1.5-point dogs at home. Brandon, it's going to be Carson Wentz, JJ McCarthy. We don't know yet, do we, or with certainty?
It might be Max Brosberg, the Minnesota Golden Gopher legend, for all we know.
Okay, that's what I thought. Tommy, start us off here. Vikings are home dogs against the Eagles, who are shamed and embarrassed fully.
Yeah, I mean, as much as I don't like the Eagles, I do think this is a good bounce back spot for them, even on the road, and especially considering that we just don't know if it's going to be McCarthy or if it's going to be Carson Wentz for the Vikings. And knowing that there's been so much attention on what the Eagles need to do to get their anemic offense turned around, I think that that's what they've clearly had to spend this entire week on. So knowing that, I do think the Eagles go into Minnesota, and I think they win. I'll take Philly, and I'll lay the points.
So here's the thing for me that's interesting on this one. Nobody is throwing on the Vikings. They have one of the best pass defenses in football. Their run defense is not nearly as good, but the Eagles, oddly, haven't really been able to run the ball this year. So I'm going to take the Vikings. I'm going to take the points at home here because at some point, Philadelphia's got to prove that they can run the ball again. This would be the game for them to do it, but they've been very stubborn with it this year. They're not going to throw on the Vikings, most likely. So they're going to have to get it done on the ground if they want to get anything done at all. And I still believe in the Vikings. So they got Jordan Addison back. I'll take the home points there. TJ?
You know what they say. Nobody walks into U.S. Bank Stadium and gets away with it. I'm taking the Vikings plus 1.5. I agree. Quarterback situation is dicey, but the Eagles have some woes right now. Feels like a skid could be on the way, and it's going to happen in Minnesota this week.
Paul, we could have a Carson Wentz revenge game on tap.
Oh, it could be. However, now this is just personally speaking. No team has done better for me than the Eagles this year. This is a team that gives me win after win after win in Friday football picks. I would be insane not to take the Eagles. I'm taking the Eagles.
How is that even possible?
I want to see that data.
Yeah, I'm going to need to look at the data.
Well, I'm a man of data. You guys know that.
Against the spread, I can't imagine it's been a good year for the Eagles, but I can't find that.
Friday football picks I'm talking about.
Well, just when we have them, maybe it's just a coincidence. All right, that takes us to you, Brandon. This is the stage is yours for your Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, so here's how it's going to work. Carson Wentz is going to be named the starter. JJ McCarthy will be inactive. As for the run defense, the Vikings do get Blake Cashman back this week, one of the best run defending linebackers in the league. It doesn't matter because the Eagles stink. Give me the Vikings at home. Except to TJ's point, Bijan Robinson did have about 250 yards there in week two, and the Vikings didn't score an offensive touchdown. But that's neither here nor there.
But Saquon has not looked good on the ground this year. He does not look like the same player. All right, final Bucks Lions Monday Night Football, probably the game of the week. Man, I love this one, and it is really hard to pick. Really hard to pick. I wish we had a little more time to know about the status of some of the Buccaneers' weapons, but we do not. I don't think Bucky Irving's going to play. I don't think Emeka Buka's going to play. I think Mike Evans has a chance to play, And the Bucks get 5.5 points against the Lions. Give me that baked magic, man. Like, he's, if nothing else, he's keeping them close and tight at the end of games. And if it's close and tight at the end of the game, 5.5 points might be enough to matter. So I'll take the points. I'll take the Buccaneers. TJ?
I'm going to go back to what we saw in the playoffs last year. Remember when they asked Todd Boyles about playing in the harsh climate in Detroit? I don't think they can handle it again this year, even though it's in a dome, and that's a joke. I agree with PJ Glasser. 11-0 Lions are after losing against the spread, so they're going to cover it again this week, move to 12-0, bounce back spot for the kneecaps.
Todd Boyles, not to be confused with Tad Boyle. Todd Bowles. Todd Bowles. Good Boyles, coach.
Sorry.
All right, let's go to Brandon then.
It's okay. He's just a big fan of Tim Boyle. I think he still might be in the league with somebody.
Who's Tim Boyle? Oh, that's right, Tim Boyle. Yeah.
Quarterback, long neck. Anyways, yeah. we go. I have a Baker MVP ticket. I don't understand how Mahomes is the favorite over Baker at this point. And he's going to continue to get me closer and closer to a nice little cash out in the coming weeks, which we're not going to take. We're going to ride all season. Give me Baker on the road.
All right, Paul, your Detroit Lions, led by your guy Dan Campbell, trying to bounce back here. What do you think?
Oh, I know. This is so hard for me, because if it wasn't Dan, and if it wasn't for my beloved Detroit Lions from HBO, I'm telling you right now, I would take the Bucks. However, being a man who understands Dan Campbell, old time football. This is a tribute to old time football. I'm taking the Detroit Lions. That's what I'm going to do. Well, I was
being
torn.
A man who loves other men like Dan Campbell, Paul takes the Detroit Lions.
Well, I didn't mean it like that. It didn't come out sounding
okay.
like
Paul,
that.
Paul,
that
Paul,
I don't
Paul.
Mean. I didn't mean
it's
for it to
it's
come
fine.
Out.
So. He's a lovable guy. How can you not fall in love with the story?
Well,
of the Lions?
I mean,
at the same time, how do you not fall in love with the story of Baker Mayfield? Bakes back, baby.
Yeah, thinking? Yeah. I mean, look, I'm on the Baker bus. I love Baker Mayfield. But I think in this particular matchup, unfortunately, the Lions limo, I guess, is going to crush the Baker bus. This is a great bounce back spot for the Lions. And the fact that they're at home in the dome, and we know what Goff does in a dome and all of that, all the signs point to me that the Lions are going to bounce back. They're going to win by a touchdown. I'm going to lay those points at home for Detroit, but I still am on the Baker bus.
Listen, my head tells me this is a Lions smash spot. My heart tells me, don't you dare cheat on Baker Mayfield right now. Don't you do it. He's playing out of his mind. All right, that's six games. Those are the picks. We will see how everybody comes out in this one. It's no KU, no K-State.
Islands. TJ's got three islands this week. This is what's called the casino, the get even or get even worse.
I think that's probably a good sign for the rest of us based on the season statistics so far. You know, no KU, no K-State. We actually finished this one not up against the buzzer. So I hope everybody enjoys their Friday. That's a picks maybe first time ever. Enjoy the college football weekend without KU and K-State, everybody. Maybe get outside. Get some fresh air, because we know that's Sundays for the NFL. Tommy, appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Have a good
Brandon,
one.
Brandon, enjoy the new job there.
We got the Gophers.
We still got time.
They're going to ruin the Cornhusker season tonight. Row the boat, Sky U Mom. Make sure you have your quarter zips on.
Okay. Who's Nebraska playing?
Minnesota. Row the boat, Sky U Mom. What are you talking about?
I've never heard of any of those things.
You never heard of Sky U Mom?
Row the boat?
You never heard of Row Your Boat? Come on.
Row, row, row your boat, yes.
That's a great children's song.
It is. They should start throwing tortillas there in Minnesota. Sky U Ma? Sky U Ma?
Yes.
I don't know what that is.
I can't believe you don't know about that.
No, I don't know that either.
I can't believe you don't know about putting a bratwurst on a tortilla. Tommy, we have 1 minute. Can you please bail me out on this? How do you eat a brat? On a hot dog bun or in a tortilla?
100% on a hot dog bun. You
God,
are out of your mind.
America,
absolutely.
What
You're
is
out
wrong?
Of your mind. That's got to be some backwoods Amarillo, Texas.
That's what I'm saying. That's
weirdo.
What I've been arguing. I was like, it might taste great. I'm sure it's awesome, but nobody does that. Nobody knows about that. That's not
it's
saying.
Not debatable it's not a thing. That it's better. It's better.
The crunch would take away from the taste.
Paul, how do you eat a brat? Hot dog bun or tortilla?
Oh, bun, no question. I don't want crunch with my brat.
Crunch? Why, who eats a crunchy tortilla? I'm not talking about a taco shell.
Hard taco shell.
About a soft core, soft flour.
Oh, okay. Well, that wouldn't be so bad. I thought you were talking about a taco shell.
People are uncultured. I don't know what to tell
uncultured.
You're the uncultured one.
We're the uncultured ones. Is that right?
Grow up. Live a little. Get outside your comfort zones.
How are you people? On dope?
It is a Catch It Kansas Friday. We've got games. We're down to the nitty gritty here. We're in week 7, which means what do we have? This one and 3 more before the playoffs start, if you can believe it.
No.
One more.
We got one more next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Week 9, 8. Playoffs start.
Okay. Week 9. Okay. I'm a little off there. So we're there. So what needs to be decided then? Before we dig into and take you around the area, TJ, where are some big implications happening tonight?
Oh man, obviously a lot of them have kind of already been settled around these parts. I feel like, obviously Maze is still undefeated and ABCTL D1, so they're kind of in the driver's seat of that one. City League, Capen's still unscathed there after they took down Northwest, so they're going to keep on driving that bus as well. You think about the smaller ones, obviously Andale still unscathed, so they're looking pretty well. The biggest one that you've got something to settle is out in Western Kansas tonight, where I'm going. The WAC championship, the WACtion, as we call it. It's Great Bend Hayes. Great Bend hasn't lost. Hayes has only lost to Manhattan, I believe. They beat Derby. They went to the state championship last year. We'll get into that, but that's going to be an awesome game out there. So other than that, right now you're just kind of in district play for the smaller classes, kind of settling everything out before you start getting seeds ready for week 9 of who's going to be placed where.
Paul, I don't think it's technically a rivalry game, but I would imagine that your boys over at Wichita East would love to take down Bishop Carroll. All the City League games are fun. Scout that one for us as East takes on Carroll tonight.
Well, and I think TJ would agree with this, is that this Carroll is not the same Carroll of the last couple of years, where they've been down. They haven't had the players that they've had in the past, the size, the speed. A lot of younger kids, they've been playing young kids. This is a different Carroll team. With regards to physicality, size, speed, this is a good football team. Listen, the best game on the docket, and TJ, I don't know if you would agree with this or not, but I think the best football game that will be played in Kansas this evening will be Carroll and East. It's going to be competitive. It's going to be fast-moving. It's going to be very physical. It's going to be one of those high school games that you just really like to see week after week, and yet you really don't get to see week after week. And are there implications with the City League? No. City League's over. Go ahead and give the trophy to Capen. Nobody's going to take or nobody's even going to get a share of the City League championship at this point. Congratulations to our friend Western Sharks and his Capen Crusaders. That's a good football team, fellas. Wouldn't be surprised to see them go a long way in the playoffs. But the best game, dollar for dollar, game for game, district by district, 6A, 5A, 4A, you name it, is going to be Wichita East and Carroll. TJ, I'm not that wrong, am I?
I mean, that's going to be a big one. There's some big ones on tap. I think that's definitely probably within city limits. It's the biggest game for sure, I think. That's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. There's some really big small school games. And as I said, the game out in Western Kansas is – going to draw a lot of eyes on that as well. But I agree. I mean, Bishop Carroll East, I'm not sure, what that rivalry looks like dating back of how many East has gotten. Obviously, Bishop Carroll used to have all their dominance and everything like that. And so anytime that East could go knock off Bishop Carroll, it's a chalk it up in the win column as a moral victory and everything like that for the Blue Aces.
Okay. Well, we've got high school football coverage coming up. You've got the high school scoreboard show here. So make sure you're tuned in for that. That begins tonight at 10 o'clock. And then at 10:35, if you make it home on the TV side of things, you've got the Catch It Kansas show over on the KSCW. TJ, what else Catch It Kansas-wise is coming up coverage for today?
Yeah, one game we haven't talked about yet that I'll throw in here. In Class 3A, it's a little bit of a rivalry, not as much as some other 3A battles, but Collegiate going to Cheney tonight. You know, obviously these two teams have had a ton of success over the years. Cheney finally got it done a couple of years ago. They lost some big pieces. Collegiate lost some big pieces, but you know, they've got some Division I talent on their team. Taking on Cheney is a team that just does a ton of stuff right under Coach Wehrman. So I think that there's a lot that's going to be learned about that in the 3A playoffs. Both these teams are probably primed to go deep if they don't get the weird 3A matchup where they're playing each other in the second weekend or something like that. So that one's a ton of fun. Derby Mays South tonight. Both of these teams are not quite. We've seen a lot of dominance between these two programs over the last couple of years. They're a little bit down, but this is going to be a lot of fun. Derby's still a really good squad. Mays South, the chance to bounce back, get a big win there before they head to the playoffs. And then the other one, Andale Trinity Academy. Trinity's off to one of their best starts in, you know, years. This is one of their best seasons that they've had in a long, long time. They got a former KU Jayhawk as their head coach. And so they've been doing things the right way, but, you know, obviously Andale's a buzzsaw. So it would be huge for Trinity if they could get it done tonight. But I expect Andale to ground and pound as they always do, but all eyes will be on that one as well. And then, as I said, Great Bend Hays tonight. We're going to get to see Ian Premer, best player in the state of Kansas this year. Next year, it's Cooper Omont, his teammate at Great Bend. The year after that, it's Gus Corsair, a Hays Indian. So three number one players in the state of Kansas will be on the field out at a brand new high school at Hays High School tonight. So I can't wait to make the trip out there, get some Golden Q cheeseburgers before the game, get to breathe in the western Kansas air. I love it out there, man. I love Hays, Kansas. It's awesome.
Golden Q's. I have not had that. I'm going to need
Golden Q. Pool bar, greasy burgers, the best.
It is. There's not much better than a greasy burger. Okay. So high school coverage tonight. Make sure you're tuning in. Paul, want to get your take on a couple other big deals we've been talking about. Both involve tortillas. So in Lubbock, the tortillas on the field. What are we doing here, Paul? Now, the tradition of that started after you were playing football in the Big 12. So you didn't see that at your time at Baylor or anything like that. But I'll ask you this question because it was one that I had before the Big 12 came in and said they can't do this anymore. Did you, Paul, even know that this was a tradition in Lubbock?
Did not know what we're talking about. I had, you know, they brought attention to me. I mean, you know, you don't want attention on something. Well, let's go ahead and bring it up and make a big deal about it, right?
Yes, that's what I mean. And you've played in the Big 12. You've been following the Big 12 forever.
Oh, forever. But played,
since its existence.
Played in that state. Played in that stadium, as a matter of fact. And so,
yeah, I don't think they were doing it then.
Had no idea.
It started in the late 80s.
Yeah. Now, if you were to say they got a guy dressed up like a bandit and he rides a horse and he comes out with these six shooters, I figured everybody'd be making a big deal about him coming out waving two, you know, firearms in his hand. That's what I figured would be the big deal.
Yeah, it's something, man. It's something. So I don't understand this. It's not. What do you think about this idea, Paul? TJ and I may have solved their problem. We, at the end of the game, you tell everybody, hey, don't do anything with tortillas. At the end of the game, if we win, we're going to pass out 60,000 tortillas. And we're going to have a countdown at the end of the game. And when that clock hits zero, we want everybody to fire their tortilla all at the same time. We can get it out of our system. Nobody gets penalized. Nobody gets fined. What do you think of that idea?
I don't. That's a crummy idea. But anyway, it's an okay, I guess, but... But the whole thing is just being blown out of state. Now, listen, you're from West Texas. I know you are. You're from the Amarillo area. What's the big deal in Western Texas? Steak.
Nothing. There's no big deal. It was not a big deal. It wasn't a big deal. They made it a big deal.
No, I know that. But let's find another food that's a big deal out in West Texas. West Texas is steak country. How about the big Texan out there on, what is it?
Apparently, tortillas are a big deal only in West Texas. Like, we're the only people that are cultured enough to blend heritages, to mix the deliciousness of Mexican food with the deliciousness of barbecue and wrap up the it's literally shaped for the wiener. Right? Like the brat, the shape, like it wraps perfectly around it and holds everything together nicely. And the reality is a tortilla tastes better than a hot dog bun.
I just want to know how deep does this go? Because we're just learning about this week that Jacob is so adamant. I mean, do you put your Chinese food in a tortilla? Do you make burritos out of?
Do I put a burrito in a tortilla? Yes, I do.
I didn't say that.
You were about to. Yes, I do. It's just not even like I can't believe it. I can't believe I'm sad more than anything else that you guys have missed out on the proper way.
Gosh,
here's another interesting thing. And I need you to dig into this, TJ, put on your investigative hat. When at KWCH, they do a Brock cook occasionally.
Oh, there's not tortillas there.
Yes, there is. There's a pack of tortillas in there. Cause that's how I eat it every time. I don't think there's buns in there. They're tortillas.
There's 100% buns in there.
I put kraut and mustard on every time I go to Brat. What is it? Brat Thursdays. Every time I go to that, I'm having a normal brat on a tortilla with sauerkraut mustard.
I don't know how I've ever missed this.
Now, I will say this. The hot link was new to a tortilla. That was I learned about that one on a golf course, and that was not a kraut. That was just ketchup and mustard. That is another delicious treat. But weddings at wedding receptions, I had that at my wedding reception, was brats and kraut, and you put it in a tortilla. I don't know what else to say to anybody. I really don't, other than try it and you'll get rid of the hot dog. Hot dog buns are for hot dogs. We're gonna solve this. We're gonna have a big sports daily cookout. Tommy's in charge here. We got to get a hold of Tommy. Like we need to have.
Let's fire up the grill. Get some brats.
We gotta have a bratwurst thing. And a sports and what we'll do is we'll bring both and we'll just have people blind test it and say which one of these is better. Now, I know clearly now I'm incorrect. Everybody will choose apparently around these parts a hot dog bun. But I want you to try both. Paul, not to stereotype, you look like a man of food.
I know my way around a taco. Yes. Okay.
I want you to try the next time you have a bratwurst. I want you to try it in a tortilla, and I want you to throw a little mustard. You're a sauerkraut guy?
Throw
a little sauerkraut on there. Throw a little mustard on there.
Absolutely. A lot of mustard. Well, a lot of mustard.
Tell me what you think.
All right.
And you tell me that that's not better than it was on a hot dog.
Well, you got a point because I've never tried it. So here I am speaking about something, how outrageous it is, and I've never tried it. So you do have a point there. I'm going to give you that.
As somebody who's tried both, let me just tell you which one is superior. It just is. At your high school baseball games, how were the concession stands serving up their brats?
If you go to a wind surge game, you get it in a hot dog bun. It's what people do. It's like you're innovating here. This isn't a thing that people know about.
I happen to know some people with the wind surge, and I happen to know that he will agree with me on the tortilla. We might need to do something about this. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Friday's always fun. Another one in the books. Hope everybody enjoys the football weekend. Take it in. We have tonight for you, again, the football scoreboard show, high school football scoreboard show, right here on KFH at 10 o'clock. Tomorrow, 8 a.m., things get started with a replay of that show. And then at 2:30, you've got Butler taking on Highland here on KFH. Sunday, morning football in London, Rams-Jacksonville. That's at 8:15. The Chiefs you'll find over on KNSS on the Chiefs Radio Network at 11. And then Sunday night football coverage on Westwood One begins back here on KFH. Falcons, Niners, that coverage begins at 6:30. TJ, enjoy the high school football Friday. Can't believe we're that far into the season already.
I will. I will enjoy my trip all day on I-70, hanging out in Hayes, America.
They'll eat their brats on a tortilla up in Hayes. I promise they won't. Poll the audience. See what you find out.
I might get beat up for suggesting that.
We'll have the report, full report. We'll see everybody Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.